God, we are so thankful that you are a good God who gives us dreams and visions. Father, who lets us see things in the with heavenly eyes. God, we thank you that we can partner with you to see miracles happen every day in our lives and in our church. Father, we thank you that we serve you who is a God that is full of life and victory, and not one who is full of death and persecution. God, thank you for the freedom you bring. Thank you that we have victory because of you. And thank you that we can live a life of boldness each and every day. Father, we thank you for our time of singing this morning. God, I thank you that we could just sing your praises up, that we can sing about things that we know are true about you today. And Father, I pray that you'll be with us the rest of the service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. You can take off your mask. You can get comfy. Put your feet up. Well, if somebody's sitting in front of you, they might not like if you put their feet up. But make yourself comfortable, and let's just welcome Rob from Team Challenge.
Thank you, Pastor. It is good to be in the house of the Lord this morning and worshiping with you guys. It is a privilege, and just I feel inspired when you just came up here and shared about, you know, it's so true. We have boldness. We can proclaim that we have freedom. We have victory in Christ. And I am blessed that I get to be a part of a ministry that I see this happen over and over again. Miracles happening, people finding freedom, you know, family restoration. It's an amazing opportunity. So good morning. My name is Rob. As Pastor Dave said, I serve as the development officer for the Saskatchewan Men's Center. And it's just really a privilege and honor to be with you today. Interesting connection with Pastor Dave here. I didn't know you lived in Lloyd for a number of years and still working in the oil field. And you'll hear a bit of my journey too, but I spent 10 years in Lloyd and made a lot of money, but it led to a lot of bad things. So anyway, also like the fact that we can't have students here today, I'm sorry about that. You know, normally we'd have a bunch of students sharing testimony today. We will have some video testimony for you, but the whole COVID situation has just really created a lot of hassle. I mean, our centers were on lockdown for a couple months. We couldn't do intakes. No students were allowed visits, even family visiting. So it was a tough time, but thankfully now we're doing intakes again. All our centers are open and running and doing great work. But also even on the fundraising side, we had to cancel events. All our spring galas were canceled, our fall galas. And so it's been a unique time, and we're thankful that the Lord's still seeing us through. We were able to do some virtual events over summer, so that was good and has helped out. But anyway, let me just open in a word of prayer. Father, I just come before you and I just praise you and worship you for who you are, that you are a good Father and that you love us dearly and that you desire to walk with us, Father. And so we thank you for what you've done through Jesus and the cross and just the victory that we have in that, Lord. And so I just pray that you'd take these words today and show the great work that you're doing through Teen Challenge to provide freedom from addictions, Lord. Yeah, God, we just love you and we just thank you. May you bless this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. So I imagine a lot of you are familiar with Teen Challenge. Just as a show of hands, how many are familiar with Teen Challenge? Yeah, a lot of you. No, that's awesome. If you're comfortable with another show of hands, how many of you know someone in addiction or have been affected by someone in addiction? Yeah, wow. Like, addiction affects everyone. It does. And we're finding that more and more, that it's not just about the individual. There's a whole family, a whole community of people that are affected through the addiction. So anyway, for anyone that's not familiar, Teen Challenge is a 12-month faith-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation program for men and women over the age of 18. It started in New York when Pastor David Wilkerson was called to go in and help kids get out of the gangs, get off the streets, get off the drugs, and start living for the Lord. So it started out for teenagers, but it's now mostly an 18 and over program. And so 1958 is when it actually started in New York. And so we've been in ministry for over 60 years now, and we have 1,400 centers globally in 125 countries. And so that's amazing. That's all testament to how God is using this ministry to save and change lives. So today, as an overview, we are going to learn about addiction in Canada. You will hear more about Teen Challenge Canada specifically, You'll hear success stories of changed lives, and we'll invite you to partner with us. One of the ways we continue to keep our program operating is through our sponsorship program. So just as you're listening today, I just encourage you to pray about the possibility of sponsoring one of our current students. So our mission, you guys, I say this, we have an epidemic here in Canada, and I'm not talking about what's going on with the COVID, I'm talking about the drug crisis. Right now, 11 people are dying every day from opioid-related overdoses across Canada. That's crazy. Addiction costs in Saskatchewan are $1.4 billion a year, and across Canada, they're $40 billion a year. This is from things like lost productivity, people not working, healthcare, people needing medical attention, and criminal activity or investigation. Again, $1.4 billion a year in Saskatchewan every year. That's crazy. And so Teen Challenge, we want to help change that. In fact, just by eliminating 72 hospital stays or 50 police investigations, we provide a savings to the community of $500,000. So there's huge benefit in not only getting people, you know, on track with the Lord and following the Lord, but getting them sober and functioning in society. It's a huge benefit all around. And so that is why our mission at Teen Challenge is to help men and women overcome substance addictions to lead full and productive lives. And that really is our goal, to help students find permanent freedom from addictions. And our program works. There are lots of good programs out there, but studies are showing that non-faith-based programs have about a 5 to 10% success rate that their graduates find permanent freedom from addictions. Teen Challenge Canada studies show that at least 60% of our graduates are still clean and sober 5 years after they graduate. And so that is amazing. That is a testament to God. Our answer is a structured program, addiction counseling and classes, developing a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and allowing the Holy Spirit to transform from the inside out. I mean, that really is where we find permanent transformation from the inside out. And so how do I know this? Well, coming up on 7 years now, November 5th, 2013, I entered the doors of Teen Challenge, and that program radically changed my life. I grew up in mostly a Christian home. There were some issues with alcohol that led to my parents' divorce. And when I was 12 years old, growing up in a Christian community, from being a family that served in the church to all of a sudden your dad being out partying, and it was just, things changed so much, I didn't understand it. And I didn't really know where I fit in anymore. My friends that were going to youth group, they all had, you know, strong, loving families, and it just didn't seem like I knew where I fit in anymore. Started getting involved with guys in high school that were drinking and using drugs and just trying to find a place to fit in. Went through some hard relationships that really left me at a point of just feeling unloved, rejected, and it was really a tough time in my life. And, you know, the guys that took me under their wing were the guys that were what we called the cool guys that were, you know, partying. And so I felt accepted and cared for and kind of started falling into that life, and even led to a lot of, you know, fights with my mom, moved in with my dad, and we became kind of even high school party buddies. But it was after high school, I didn't really want that life anymore, so I moved out to Lloydminster with the girl I was dating, got into the oil field trucking industry, bought my own truck, started making lots of money at a young age, and we got married, we bought a beautiful acreage just south of Lloyd, and things really started to seem to be taking off, and a lot of my old high school friends started to see, like, man, like, Rob's really made a success of himself, and started moving up there, chasing after the money, and I was faced with, you know, temptation from old friends that were like, man, I haven't seen you forever. Come out, have a drink with us. And what I started, you know, just giving into a little bit, I didn't know would slowly destroy my life, but starting to go out for drinks just with friends led to being introduced to different bars, clubs, hard drugs. And I was making so much money at that point. Like, I eventually had three of my own trucks and a bunch of people working for me. And I just thought I had the world at my fingertips. I could just do whatever I wanted, and I was in control. And this led to me just actually believing that I was missing out on this whole adventurous life that being married was not allowing me to do. So my marriage ended up falling apart and started to just chase after the world. And it just became about the next trip, the next party, the next drug, and it was really ugly. I started getting involved in the use of crack cocaine, and these things started to get a hold of my life in a way that just, I was not in control anymore. And I would tell people, as long as I was making money, I still had control. I could sober up for a few weeks and be good again. But I was starting to feel a lot of guilt and shame of just all the bad decisions I had made. And when I was 31 years old, I was introduced to injecting drugs. And this destroyed my life in a way that I can't even explain to you. I spent a year in a spiritual hell, hearing demonic things, seeing demonic things, and eventually getting to a point where I was, my guys that were working for me didn't want to work for me anymore because they were afraid that they might find me dead or get involved in that same lifestyle. They were starting to get involved in it a lot too. And so I was left alone and desperate, and 31 years old, I convinced myself that the only way out of this was to take my life. I literally would hear these mocking voices in my house all the time, laughing at me, and I actually thought people had put cameras in my house. I can't even explain how ugly of a situation it was. And I remember standing in my living room and loading up a syringe with a lethal dose of drugs, and I stood there and I was like, fine, is this what you want? Is this gonna finally end it? I was actually convinced someone was gonna come running in my house and stop me because I thought that they were watching me on these cameras and stuff. Like, it was just a nightmare. And I did. I went to put this dose of drugs into my body, and I remember falling on the floor, and I was lying in my living room, and I heard these evil voices laughing, and all they said was, ha ha ha, Rob Hinn's dead at 31. And it was just like, I don't know what happened in that second of a brief moment. God gave me a revelation of the truth. Like, that could have been the statement of my life. And that was what the enemy wanted for my life. And I realized that there was nobody out there. There was no cameras. There was no nothing. This was the enemy's work in my life to try and bring me to that point of taking my life. And I just, this rush went through me, and I sprang to my feet, and I was just standing there shaking. Like, it felt like the whole world was watching me. And there on my coffee table was a pamphlet for Teen Challenge that my mom had left there. She had been looking into programs for me for a while, and I kept getting mad at her, saying, Mom, I don't need help. I can figure this out. And at that moment, I picked up that pamphlet, and if I can ever tell you, I've heard the audible voice of God. At that moment, this peaceful voice came through my ceiling, and it was just like, yes, this is the way. Follow it. And it was at that moment that I dropped to my knees, and I said, okay, God, I've been in a world, a spiritual hell for a year, and I know that this is your voice, because this is a peaceful calling that I have never heard. And that was it. I called my mom. I said, okay, I'm doing this program. Well, he came out, and I had to sell the acreage. I had to let go of my whole life, sell my truck, sell my business, sell my acreage, everything, let go of it all. I'd even got myself into some financial trouble at that time, and so I had to use a lot of it just to pay bills, but I tell you, it was the best decision I ever made in my life. You know, through a Teen Challenge, I was able to just face a lot of the hurts of my past. I was able to, you know, forgive family members, forgive myself, and just find true healing and make a lot of friends, find people who were going through similar things and connect and realize I wasn't alone. There was people all over that were struggling and going through similar things, but God's just opened up so many doors in my life. Like, after Teen Challenge, I was able to get involved with a missions program called YWAM, went out to New Zealand and did a discipleship school, spent some time serving in Papua New Guinea, and I've just, you know, I remember being in a third world country sharing my story and seeing guys fall in the dirt and, like, give their lives to the Lord because they were caught up in the same sin is all over the world. It's not just in one place, right? It's all over, and how it manifests is, it can be different addictions, whatever, you know, troubled relate. Like, there's so many things that the way it can manifest. But I spent a couple years then staffing with YWAM in Hawaii. I met my lovely wife here. We've been married over 2 years now. We have a little boy who's 17 months old, and it's just such a blessing. Like, I just feel humbled every day, just, you know, now being able to be the husband and father that God created me to be. And I'm so thankful for that. I thank the Lord, and I just so thankful I get to see this happen over and over for many guys. Like, we had a guy who just graduated recently, and he was separated from his family for 2 years, his wife and his kids. He's now back at home being a husband, a father, and it's just so amazing to see that. And so God really restores lives through this program. And so praise God. Like, I'm completely free, and I'm just thankful for that. So freedom is available. It is possible. There is hope for anybody who's struggling in addictions. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So I want to ask you, how many people here sponsor a student? Is there anybody here that sponsors a student in our program? Well, we'd like to change that today. We'd love to get a sponsor here today. We offer this amazing program at the cost of the student of only $1,100 for the entire year. But the cost to put a student through the program is about $4,500 a month. It is expensive work with housing, food costs, staff costs, everything. And we have no government funding. It all comes through donors, individuals, businesses, churches supporting us. And 40% of our funding comes through this sponsorship program. People like you giving $40 a month to sponsor a student. And so you'll see on your seats today that you got one of the Change of Life brochures. We'd love to invite you to partner with us. If you feel led to sponsor one of our students, we also have some of the women on our table. You can sponsor a man or a woman. But yeah, fill out the brochure, come see us at the table, and we'd love to get a student's card into your hands today. So Teen Challenge Canada started in 1973, and we operate 9 centers across the country. In the Prairie region, we have a 12-bed men's center out by Pritis, just near Calgary, and they've actually just received funding to complete their expansion to 24 beds. So an amazing 24-bed center is about to be completed there so we can house more men there. We have our new 26-bed women's center just north of Saskatoon by Haig, and we also have our 24-bed Allen Men's Center, the one I went through just east of Saskatoon. And we work together so many people can find freedom from addictions. Our program has 5 core values that guide us. First off, we are Christian. In all we do, we believe that God is the one who brings true freedom and lasting change. 2, we are committed to the student. 3, we value people. 4, we are stewards. We are committed to managing wisely all resources entrusted to us, recognizing we are ultimately accountable to God. And 5, there is hope. Life-controlling addictions can be permanently overcome. And so what is so unique about our program? Well, 1, our approach is intensive with one-on-one counseling, group counseling, spiritual formation, and a structured program. 2, our program is voluntary. No one is forced to be there. 3, we are holistic. We treat body, mind, and spirit. We have a gym on site so people can get their health back on track, you know, at all aspects. 4, we recognize that recovery is a process. We meet people where they're at and help them grow beyond a life-controlling addiction. Like, it's different for everyone. You got kids that come in 18 years old that, you know, just got caught up in things in high school. You have guys that come in their 50s, even 60s, that have a whole life history of things to work through. And so we meet people where they're at, help them grow. And 5, most important, we know that faith transforms. We help people find and follow Jesus and experience permanent freedom and transformation by the work of the Holy Spirit. That is our answer, and I love it. I love the fact that the core of our program is helping people find and follow Jesus. That's a true blessing. And so I want to share we're going to share a video testimony here with you from a guy named Tarrant that actually went through part of my program with me. He's a great man, and cue up the Tarrant story. Please enjoy.
I'd go home after a night of drinking. I'd wake up in the next morning wanting more. I craved more. And I realized this is not good because I needed the alcohol, the beer, to wake me up, to be able to get up. That's what I was getting up for. It wasn't good enough just getting up to go to work or be a husband or a father. I was getting up for that next drink. The lowest point of my life was when my mom called me. We had an argument, and little did I know that night she would pass away, and that would be the last thing I would remember was talking to my mom, is hanging up on her. Remembering the last conversation I had with her was an argument about money. So when I'd go out drinking, I started gambling. I'd put money in, and when I lost, I was happy because that was the argument I was with my mom, was about money. I gambled to lose. My addiction really got the best of me when I decided to try and end my life. I went out into the garage and found a rope. I even Googled how to make a noose and tried to hang myself. After my suicide attempt, I woke up in the hospital and I was angry that it didn't work, that I was alive, and within minutes, the nurse comes down, sits at my side and says, "Tarrant, I see you're interested in the Teen Challenge program. Tarrant, I want you to know that's a good place. I've heard good things about them. They can help you." And as she walked away, I knew this was the sign that I sought after. The moment I walked into Teen Challenge, I knew that that's where God wanted me to be. I knew that was the place that would rehabilitate me. Not only was I affected through my year-long process at Teen Challenge, but also the lives of my wife and my children, how God had restored my marriage, and I was now being able to be the father that I was called to be and the husband that I was meant to be. Teen Challenge pointed me the direction to Jesus, knowing that Jesus is the ultimate answer to help me overcome my addiction. But because of grace, I have been set free.
God, just such an amazing story. Tarrant came into the program when I was in my fifth month, and I got to know him quite well. I know his family. He's an amazing individual. He is a tile setter by trade, and he's actually just got involved in so many amazing things. He actually started a tiling, partnered with somebody to, they started a tiling program to help First Nations people get educated in the trade and help them get jobs. He also does these running clinics. He's a marathon runner, and they collect gently used shoes from schools in Saskatoon and go and do ministry in the north and deliver goods and shoes and stuff to kids that don't have them. And so he's just doing such amazing work. And just, I was thinking about his story when he talked about being in the hospital and this nurse told him about Teen Challenge. Well, of all things, that nurse's mom cuts hair for free at Teen Challenge for the guys out there. And that's how she knew about Teen Challenge, because her mom comes out to cut hair there. And so you just, these little connections that God uses to reach people. And so it's just how she was his nurse. Sorry. It's just amazing. God is good. So as I mentioned before, our sponsorship program really helps our doors stay open and enables us to change lives like Terrence. If God is speaking to your heart, just please come to the table after the service. Consider sponsoring a student. You'll get his story card along with his picture and testimony. Here we have David. He came from Red Deer area, I think. But this guy's amazing. He's an amazing singer. I've got to know him a little bit. So, yeah, if you want to sponsor a student, you'll get a card like this. You can put it on your fridge and pray for him. You'll get updates on their program, invites. Well, now with COVID, it's changed a little bit. Usually you'd get invites to center activities, their graduation, and so we hope we can start doing that all again in the near future here. And really, it's $40 a month. It's really about the cost of a cup of coffee a day. I tell people, if you drink Starbucks, well, maybe you can sponsor four students, but I'm kidding. In all seriousness, we need sponsors to continue to operate. That is a huge core financial component of our program. So I'll show you a picture here of our center out at Allen. This is the Saskatchewan Men's Center, and this is actually an old picture. It has a brand new metal roof on it already now, so we'll have to get an updated picture. But this is a 24-bed facility on a 10-acre property where everything takes place. Devotions, chapel services, classes, counseling. The students do life together, growing as a community. Our women's center. So this is our beautiful women's center just north of Saskatoon by Hague. It has been a dream for many years. I remember even when I was in the program, it was talked about. And finally, March 2019, we opened the doors and began serving women in the Prairie region. So praise God for that. It's actually a 26-bed facility, 20 students, and 6 phase fours. And so we now offer this phase four program where students can stay on after they graduate, have accountability, some more free time, and it provides a smoother transition back to regular life. And we've seen guys that, you know, the numbers climb up into like the 80% of guys who find permanent freedom that do the phase four. So that's just amazing. And so yes, beautiful centers, lives being changed, and glory to God. But truth be told, our program is hard. You know, students are away from home for 12 months. They go through mental and physical withdrawal symptoms. I mean, they're living in community with up to 23 other guys from different walks of life, different personalities. I mean, I saw it. It's called Teen Challenge, not Teen Easy. And you sometimes run into guys there that you have struggles with. You don't see eye to eye. And, you know, God uses it. It just like it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And we see that in our program. But did you know that, this is a staggering fact, 58% of our students leave in the first 4 months. 58%. You know, addiction is hard. It's a vicious cycle. I saw 35 guys come and go during my year in the program, being like, I can't do this. It's too hard. Or I've done enough. I'm good. It's a high rate of people that leave early then back in addictions. Also, you know, some graduates still have struggles. Addiction is tough. It's hard. The enemy uses it to destroy lives. But I say, what is success? You know, I believe the fact that everyone who comes through our doors is shown grace and love, is given the tools to succeed, and is introduced to a relationship with Jesus Christ is 100% success. We do our best to help students find permanent freedom from addictions. And I've heard of guys who have had a slip and said, you know, they're back on track. If it wasn't for Teen Challenge, what I learned there, I wouldn't have gotten back on track. And so we do our best to try and help guys in the program and after the programs. So what does a day in the life of a student look like? Well, they get up at 6:30 a.m. They have devotions from 7 to 7:30. They have breakfast, then do chores. The whole center gets cleaned every day. At 9 a.m., they have a chapel service where there'll be some singing and worship. Just about, they almost basically have church every morning, so it's pretty neat. There'll be a message or a prayer time, and, you know, we're encouraged. Guys that have never prayed before in their life are now given things that they can pray for at a setting like this, and we all take turns praying, and so it's just amazing to see that. I remember my first time, I was like, what, I'm going to pray in front of a bunch of people? It was scary, but these challenges help you grow and grow with the Lord. The rest of the morning, they'll break off from their different classes. They might have spiritual formation, group counseling, one-on-one counseling. We also have what we call PACE, Personal Academic Christian Education. And they go through these modules where every month they might read a book and have to write a short essay or watch a movie like Case for Faith, Case for Christ, different things, learn a character quality like patience. And so there's all these aspects to the program that work together to help people grow and learn. They have lunch at noon. And then the afternoons are usually on-site or off-site work duties. We have work therapy, teaching guys different skills, how to work. Evenings vary from community activities, classes, free time to play games, do laundry. And we usually, in normal times, we have one family visit day a month where students' families can come out and visit. And we see this as a highlight of the program where we're seeing, you know, restoration, you know, families seeing their loved ones completely changed and seeing, like, you know, dads reconciled with their kids. It's just, it's incredible. I remember, you know, seeing that, getting, when I was in the program, on the family visit days, like seeing other families, meeting other people's kids, and it was just, it's an incredible, incredible thing. So I'm going to share another graduate video with you. This is a lady named Tracy, and there's some pretty dark stuff in the video, I'll tell you. Like, she was at some pretty low points in her life, but it's amazing to see her transformation. She's now our development officer in Ontario, one of the development officers in Ontario, and so she's doing great work. So we'll watch the Tracy story. Thanks.
Yes, I don't know where it came from or why it is that I had this self-image, but I didn't think I had any worth. I didn't think I had any value. I thought I was trash, actually. I thought I was junk that should have been put to the curb and just disregarded, because that's what I felt. My earliest memory of my childhood is probably relating to alcohol. When I was 8 is when I had my first drink, and that memory is what stands out to me. Life during addiction was out of control. If I could describe it, I'd have to say it was normalcy flipped upside down. Nothing made sense. My greatest desire was probably for many years to end my life, just to find a way to escape the lifestyle I was in, because addiction wasn't just something that I was involved with, it was who I was. One of the lowest moments in my life was when I was 38, I had a heart attack, and I ended up in the hospital for 3 weeks recovering from that episode and had gotten a stent put in, and I was pretty weakened by the episode, but I found myself on the bathroom floor of this hospital room, the unsanitary floor, snorting medications, snorting Percocet, and I had such a severe sinus infection that it was almost impossible to ingest this pill. But here I was on the bathroom floor on my hands and knees, snorting my medication. All I wanted was the drugs. Didn't matter where or how I got them. When I came to Teen Challenge, I could barely walk the length of a driveway. And I remember pulling in that driveway. It was autumn day, and it was the first time probably in my life that I felt like I could breathe without the hindrance of the weight of the sin, and the shame, and the guilt that I was carrying for a lifetime. This poster hung on my bedroom wall as a child, and you'll see what it says. I know I'm somebody, 'cause God don't make no junk. But the thing was, I thought God was a liar, because that's what I thought I was. I thought I was junk. And when I read this, I thought, well, it's not true, because he did make junk. He made me. But because of Teen Challenge, I now have hope for my future. I now have freedom and victory over drug addiction. And now being able to read these words and believing them, I've learned, and I thank God for Teen Challenge, because through that program, I've learned that I am somebody. God created me. And God doesn't make any junk.
Amen. Glory to God. Like, what a powerful story. Isn't it just the truth of how the enemy comes and wants to just, you know, make people think that they're not, that they're junk, that they're, you know, like, not to see a lie. To believe a lie about yourself is just the enemy's trick. And look what it does in people's lives. It destroys people. They start reaching out to everything of the world, trying to find their value, their worth, their identity. And something radically changes when we find our identity in Christ, that we're knowing that a loving God who knew all the sin that would happen would still send his son to die on the cross for us. I mean, that's powerful. When you start thinking about that, it's just like it humbles you. And it just makes you want to worship him and follow him and serve him. It truly does. And there is nothing more I'd want in my life than to just have my relationship with God. Because everything I was looking for in the past, I've all found in Christ. Everything. And so I'm so thankful. And it's available to everyone, to all of us. And that's just amazing. So what a powerful story. So if you want to be a part of bringing hope today, if God is speaking to your heart, please come sponsor one of our students. You can also make a one-time donation to Teen Challenge. I believe we're just going to leave them at the table after the service. So, we know that it is the power of God that changes lives, but he uses Teen Challenge as the venue. It really is such a great avenue for God to change and transform lives. Many of our graduates go on, to work with Teen Challenge, as myself, Tracy, go home to restored families, become constructive members in society. And so we need monthly partners, whether you sponsor a student or you can even sponsor the center. I mean, there's many ways. But we need monthly partners to help fight addiction in our communities, so we can train our staff with current up-to-date methods to maintain our buildings. There's, you know, stuff's always needing repair, and just most importantly, to continue to save and change lives. So in closing, what are some ways that you can partner with us? Well, first off, I've talked lots about the student sponsorship. You can also sponsor the center. You can give the one-time gift. You can also go online. You can donate online. It's very simple. You just go to teenchallenge.ca, click donate, follow the steps. You can even sponsor students on there. Get some information. If you know somebody that is struggling in addiction, or you know somebody that could use this program, grab some information. I mean, that's what got me in the program, just having a pamphlet on my table. So you never know just how passing a piece of information can have a great effect. And you know what? Most importantly, prayer. I would ask you that no matter what, whether you're able to give or not, that you pray for our students in the program to continue to do the hard work. Pray for our staff. I mean, it's a hard job. I mean, dealing with people that are coming in and, you know, and had a lot of control in their life for many, many years, and then surrendering that is a tough place sometimes. People needing the program. We're seeing a huge rise in people relapsing, people needing the program, all due to depression, anxiety, and a lot relate to this whole COVID situation. So pray for people that need the program, and also finances, that people would be able to, that God would continue to bless businesses, especially Christian businesses that can give to programs, give to churches, give to organizations that can change and transform lives. You can come for a center tour. I mean, we can arrange that. It's a little tricky now, but I might have to wait until things settle down a little bit, but we'd love to have you out for a tour to come see where everything takes place, meet some of the students, and you can join our events. We have many events that go on throughout the year. We have golf tournaments, we have galas, we have runs, there's all sorts of things. One thing, actually, I was talking earlier about our spring gala being canceled, our fall gala, so we've done something quite interesting, and I want to share with you that we have coming up on November 18th, a virtual gala. And so what we've done is we've had our marketing team come out and do some amazing videoing of our choirs, testimonies, national updates, videos from the center, and so people can buy a ticket and actually view online from the comfort of their homes. So that's an amazing opportunity to create awareness for Teen Challenge, to help raise funds, hear from our students, hear more from graduates, hear from national. It's going to be really good. And so I'd encourage you, if you'd like to be a part of that, it's only $25 for a household viewing pass. We even have people doing small viewing parties where they invite friends and family over. You can go to tcsk.ca to find more information, or we do have information at our table as well. So I want to leave you with a quote from a graduate. Teen Challenge is far more than a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program. It is a place of true healing. That is what we call the Jesus Factor. It's kind of a unique term we've coined at Teen Challenge. The Jesus Factor is what we attribute our success to. And so thank you so much for having us today. I hope you were encouraged. I hope that you just saw that God is alive and at work changing lives. And you guys are the reason we are able to make this possible. Churches like you, individuals like you that support this program. So please, if you want to make a one-time donation, leave a check made out to Teen Challenge. It's all tax receivable. We also do have a credit debit machine. And please, if God's putting it on your heart, sponsor one of our students. So thank you so much for having us. God bless you guys. We look forward to again visiting with you a little bit after the service. So thanks, Pastor.
Thanks, Rob, for sharing. So yeah, if you feel a pull in your heart, please just go talk to Rob over at the table, and he'd love to explain to you all about the program in detail more if you need anything. I remember years ago, Teen Challenge, I thought it was just teenagers years, like a long time ago, and we found out we were having the Teen Challenge choir coming to our church in Lloyd, and they were pretty fun. They were pretty awesome guys, and they had a band, and it was a great service. So I thought that's what you're doing here today. I thought you're singing, and no, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. But it's they're good ministry, and we've had the opportunity to sponsor a few of the students ourselves, and it's really neat just getting updates and getting invited to the graduation ceremony. It's really a really cool thing to be a part of. So take an opportunity to be blessed by these guys. We're going to sing another song here, I guess, but I'm going to invite you guys to stand as we pray. God, we love you. God, we honor you. Father, we thank you for this ministry of Teen Challenge. Thank you for their heart and their desire just to reach people, reach the lost, reach those that are hurting for you. Jesus, I pray that you would just bless that ministry. Father, bless Rob and his family, God. Just touch them, and thank you for their willingness to serve in this way and to just tell people about his experience and the openness that he had. So, Father, we pray that you would just bless him and just continually bless him and his family. God, we pray that you would just give us a great rest of our Sunday today when we're together, and then as we go home. Or, Father, for those that are watching at home, that they would just have a great time at home as well. Father, bless us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you guys stay standing as we sing another song?